The Osgood File, sponsored by LifeLock. You have only one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. This is Dave Ross. It was the promise that put him on the map.
I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
And yet the experts continue to insist it either can't be done or won't be enough. More after this from Charlie. You can get a good look at the border wall and how it's not working the next time you visit San Diego, as CBS's Chris Martinez did. It's 18 feet high and lined with razor wire, and yet people still get through.
Day or night, doesn't matter.
Border Patrol agent James Nielsen showed us areas where people attempted to cross over or even cut their way through.
This is not something that's been tried once. They're doing this over and over again.
Over and over again, and you can see the cuts here.
Some estimates suggest a nearly 2,000-mile-long wall along the U.S.-Mexico border could cost $25 billion.
Of course, Trump says he can build it for far less, but regardless of how much it costs or who pays, there are critics who say that even the greatest, most awesome, most impenetrable wall will fail without a lot more boots on the ground. Here's immigration professor Manuel Pastor.
If you build a higher wall, somebody will build a higher ladder. What you need on the border in order to ensure security is more Border Patrol agents.
Here's Mr. Trump's cabinet pick for Homeland Security, General John Kelly.
Physical barrier in and of itself will not do the job. It has to be really a layered defense.
All of which will cost even more money.
Who's going to pay for the wall? Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
And unless Mexico really does pay, the wall could be in trouble. The latest CBS News poll found 59% of Americans now oppose building a wall, with 79% predicting it's the U.S. that'll be stuck with the bill. But then again, I seem to recall that on rare occasions, polls can be wrong. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.